Today's daf is Eruvin, daf Yud Zayin, as we are on Tez Zayin and Mabes, and we are towards the end, on the last, we're up to the last daf of the first parak of Maseches Eruvin, Tez Zayin and Mabes. Be'ez Hashem, we obviously today able to find a connection to Pesach, Be'ezras Hashem. We should have sat to the Shemaya to be able to find the connection as we stand here on Erev Pesach, actually called Pesach in the Torah. As we mentioned in the past, Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos, but Erev Pesach is called Pesach. So we'll try to find a connection to Pesach, and B'ezrashem then we'll continue on Chol HaMoed. Okay, Darash Rav Nachman by the two dots, Tez Zayin and Beis. Darash Rav Nachman, Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel, Yachid, Nosen Lo Beis Asayim, Beis, Nosen Lo Beis Asayim. The Mishnah had said, if you remember, we're talking about mechitzos and creating areas that I'm allowed to carry in. So the Mishnah spoke about how am I allowed to create an enclosed area in the middle of nowhere, or even out in the middle of nowhere, in a place where I don't have all the materials that I would have liked. So I'm allowed to use rope, I'm allowed to use poles, and to use both is the best, chesi and arif. But if you can't use both, at least I'm allowed to use one of them. Possibly. That was the discussion in the end of the Mishnah about Kol Mechitza She'eino Shel Sashi V'Shel Arif. The Tanakhama said that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda said that you have to use both. The Chachamim say even one of two. We also had the previous Machlokas about whether some of the heterim of allowing such a flexible type of mechitza, is that only in a shayara, is that only in a caravan, which we'll see is three or more people, or is it even by a yachid, even by a yachid? That was the discussions that we had in the Mishnah. When are we allowed to have inferior type of mechitzos? And we had right before the two dots from the Brisa, what's the difference between a yachid and a shayara? Right, what's the difference? A yachid gets beis asayim, and two, a certain right, a maximum in this inferior type of mechitza. Two, also beis asayim. Three, that's a shayara, and you give them sheish, right? Six, not just two. Six asayim. That's Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. The Chum say it doesn't matter whether it's a yachid or a shayara, whatever they need, kol tzarchan, as long as you don't have two beis asayim that are panui, that we'll see, Brother Shem, what that means again on the top of our daf. But Rashi had said on the second to last line, Shliyakifu yoser michnei tzarcha beis asayim. You don't have more than two sasayim that are not needed, that are unused. Okay, so we're going to relate back to that now, so that's why we had to review that. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, a yachid, that's not Pashas, is not Shmuel, Rabbeinu Shmuel, or else he just called him Rabbeinu Shmuel, but it's not Rav Shmuel. Even if this is Shmuel, but as we pointed out, Rav Shmuel did not get smicha. He was busy taking care of everybody, being their doctor, so he didn't get smicha. He wasn't Reb Shmuel. So he might have just called him Rabbeinu, because it was his Rebbe. Yachid nosen lo beis asayim, beis nosen lo beis asayim, gimel na'asu shayara. But once you have three people, then it's called a caravan, it's called a whole group. You have different rules when you're talking about a group. V'nosen lam beishesh, and then they could have up to six. Shavakta rabbanan vavat krebiyos Rabbi Yehuda. I don't understand, the Gemara asked. Did Rabbi Nachman, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, forget the Rabbanan, they went like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, as we just had in this last Brisa, that up to Sheish, right, is up to, right, you don't have anything you want? Why would he do that? Why wouldn't he go like the Rabbanan? Answer, Hadar Okim Rabbi Nachman Amora Alei. Rabbi Nachman set up an Amora, and as they did in those days, they had a student who was basically their microphone, their loudspeaker. They would say something, the Rebbe, and then their mitargame, their Amora, would announce it to the Talmidim. So he set up an Amora Vidarash, and he said, Devarim Shamarti Lufnechem, Toos Heid Biyadi. What I said earlier was a mistake. I take it back. Baram kachamru, but this is what I meant to say. Yachin nosen lo beis asayim, shnayim nosen lo lehen beis asayim, shlosha naasu shayara v'nosen lehem kol tzarchan. Three is become the shayara, and then you could whatever they need, even a larger area. Good. So Rav Nachman at least changed half of his shita. Instead of limiting it to beis asayim, he allows kol tzarchan. But the problem is as follows. Reisha Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda v'seifa Rabbanan. Still, according to the Rabbanan, he's still talking half like the Rabbanan, because he says by a yachid, he has a limit. Right? The Rabbanan have no limit even by a yachid. You give him called kadei tzarchan, as we just had. So still he's half and half. now he's not all like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but he's still half like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, in, yes, that he's allowed to do. Mishum dekoi yavua b'shitase, because his father, Rabbi Yehuda, at least halfway agrees with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, with him by a yachid. That, right, Rashi quotes, Kabi Yachid Kam Rabbi Yehuda Nami. They know Salah La Beis Asayim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees by an inferior type of Achitza. So he's not a Yachid. He at least has two opinions on that side. That's why Rav Nachman, when he holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he's passing like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not a Yachid against the Rabbanan. It's at least two. And therefore, he can hold like him at least by a Yachid. By the Shayara, he goes like the Rabbanan, who say that you give them Kedei Tzarchan. And we have many times in halacha that there's a difference in halacha between a yachid and a tzibur. Right, the most popular example is Hilchah Shabbos. Sometimes, or not only Hilchah Shabbos, I'll give you two examples in Yana Diyoma. One is Hilchah Shabbos, that even if there is a, let's say an Amir La'akum, Amir La'akum b'makum tzorech prati, a private tzorech, so many times we would say no good. Depending, again, there are others, b'makum hafsim ruba, b'makum choli, v'chulu, but tzorech rabim is in a time where we have more flexibility in Hilchah Shabbos, or another one of the terim cholam oed, one of the five heterim, one of the five built-in leniencies for cholam oed, right? The tour, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in the first page of the sixth chelik of the Mishnah Berurah, the five heterim of cholam oed. Right? Cholam oed is really as kedushas hayom. It has kedushas hayom, but it has heterim. Sarach HaMoed, and Maisa Hedyot, and others, and one of them is Sarach Rabim. Sarach Rabim, right? The major machlokas we shown him, whether Chalam Oed is Isurei D'Oraisa or Isurei D'Rabbanan. Baalei Tosfos hold that even if you say it's Isurei D'Oraisa, you might have these Heterim, because that it's built in. The Chachamim were given the power to interpret what the Torah meant. This is one of the Chidushim, where one of the areas of halacha where you say such a concept, right? You don't have this so often, that the Rabbanan are given the power to interpret what the Torah meant. So that's another example we have. Sarach HaMoed. And there are others, right, Hilchos Karban Pesach. You also have Inyanim of Rabim versus Sibur, Rabim versus Yachid. But either way, this is the halachas between the difference between Shayara and Yachid. Period. Okay, let's continue. Second line on top. Amar of Gidol Amarav, Shlosha Bechamesh Asurin. If you have three people, Shlosha Bechamesh, in five Sa'ah, Asurin. So that's Asur. That could be Asur to carry in. Besheva Mutarin. But in seven, Mutar. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Hachi, did Rav really say such a thing? Doesn't make sense, right? The larger area, it's more mutter. Amr Lahu, yes. Oraisa Nevi'e Viksivi, Damar Rav Hachi. Tanakh, Oraisa Nevi'e Viksivi. Rashi says, Shvuahu. I swear the name of Tanakh. I swear if I could, this is what he said. Amr Ravashi. Ravashi is my kasha. What's the problem? Dilma, this is what he meant. Hachi Kamar. Maybe we'll talk more about Chalamoid at this time. Remind me. Hachi Kamar. Chutzruchu. This is where the have a mitzias, where a larger area is more mutter. Chutzruchu l'sheish. If they needed six asayim, veikifu b'sheva, and they did it a little more than they needed, I feel the b'sheva mutar, and that's okay. Because they only went one. There's only one sa'ah that's panui. Lo chutzruchu el l'chameish. If they only needed five, v'kiva b'sheva, and they did two more than they needed, afilu b'chamish asurin, that even what they, the five that they're going to use is asur. Why? Rashi explains, tahashto lo mahani mechitzos, ho'el v'hukfu l'beis asayim yosir mechdei tzarechan, as we had in the, right before, right, today's, where we started today, if I enclose an area more than what was needed, with these inferior type of mechitzas, the Chachamim did not allow me to rely on that, right? Because I did it more than I required. So if I only did it one more, it's okay. Two more is not okay, even if that area is smaller. V'yela ha'diktani, just finishing up this section, bil u'bil vad shelo ye beis asayim panui. But didn't we just have in the brisa that we had at the end of yesterday's daf, as long as Beis Asayim, you don't have two Beis Asayim, Panui, my love, what does that mean? Panui me Adam, doesn't that mean Panui from Adam? What does that mean? Explains the Ritva, expanding on Rashi, that I am allowed to automatically assign two Asayim to each person. And therefore, if there are three people here, I'm allowed automatically six Asayim. So if you have seven, it's only one extra. So just because I needed five, but if there are three people here, it's a shayara, I should automatically be allowed to have six, so there's only one extra. So isn't that how you calculate it? Somewhere it says, lo, pani mi kalim. No. You go by kalim, which means actual needs. Whatever is needed by the people. You don't go by automatically, each one gets two sasayim. No. You go by what is needed, where to put their kalim, where they need, the area that they need to fulfill their needs, and that's what you do. You don't say it's automatically given more than that. Period. Stop there for a minute. So this, the people that they were talking to, Rav Gita Lamarav, Rav Gita who made the statement in the name of Rafa, were so excited, you said, Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim Lashon Shvua. So, two ha'aras on that. Number one, where's the source of Tanakh? In Tanakh? Is there a source of Tanakh in Tanakh that you're allowed to have Tanakh? Where did Nevi'im Ksuvim come from? Did they just, Hashem told them to do it? Okay. But it could be this Gemara Maseches Megillah that is the source, quotes a Gemara, quotes a Pasuk, that is the source for all of Tanakh. The Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin says, Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. Kesov, write this down. You're allowed to write this down. Zos. Zos is Mashakasav Kan Uba Mishneh Torah. Right? It's the sugyas of Zechiras Amalek. Like, how do I know that I'm allowed to put Esther, which is all about Amalek, into Tanakh? That's that Gemara. So, Zos is what's written here, meaning in Beshalach, and in Mishneh Torah, and in Kisetze. So, Zos refers to the Torah. Zikaron is Mashakasa Benevim, right? That's the story of Shaul HaMelech, who didn't kill out Agag, right? The Haftorah for Barsha Zachar. Basefer? So, that's an allusion to Megillas Esther. That's in Ksuvim. Zos, Zikaron, Basefer. How does each of those words mean what they say it means? So explains Rav Shachter and Simon Chav Gimel in Be'ikvei Hatzon. What is one of the differences the Rambam writes in Mishneh Torah, and he writes it in Pirshei Mishnayos as well, the differences between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of all other Nevi'im is Moshe saw with clarity, with exact clarity. Right? It's Pe'al, Pe'al, Dabar, Bo, right? And with clarity, V'lo B'chidos, right? It's Pel pet, right? It's the exact transmission. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him exactly what he wanted it to say, and Moshe said it. Right? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. All other Nevi'im, not only were they sleeping, were they unconscious, but they had to interpret what was told to them. It wasn't with clarity. They had to interpret it. And that's why the Chazal say that Ein Shnei Nevi'im Nisbisabev is Signon Echad. When you hear a story, when two people hear a story, they say it over in two different ways. Depending how they talk, depending on what their background, they say it in different ways. And that's why if you have two Nevi'im that say the exact same thing, you know they're Nevi'i Sheker. Because they can't say the exact same thing or else they're making it up. It can't be exact. It's got to be a little different when two people tell over a story, when two people say over a Dvar Torah. It's always a little different. Right? That's when two people say the same Varna to Seder. They all say it a little differently. That's why everybody can say it, even if I've heard it already. They can say it again because everybody says it a little differently. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu, it's exact dictation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Zos. All other Nevi'im said, Ko Amar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zo Zeh HaDavar. Rashi quotes it at the beginning of Parshas Matos. Zeh HaDavar, Shetziva Hashem. Zeh. Why Zeh? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Zos is Torah. So if Zos, Zikar Masever, Zos is Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu had that clarity, Zeh, this. Zos HaDavar. We discussed in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a thought at the beginning of Parshas Matos. Why Dafka is Zos that message given to us by Afar HaSadarim? Even though we could have said it earlier in the Torah. Okay? Not now. So Zos is Tanakh. What about Zikaron and Sefer? What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Why is something in Navi and something in Ksuvim? What the size? Okay, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu got, that is Torah. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, we just learned in the last piece of Torah. What about Nevi'im and Ksuvim? What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So, the way that what the Rambam says is that the Nevi'im were given on a higher level. Nevi'im are on a higher level than even though some people wrote Svarim in both Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but or could have written in been involved in both, but still doesn't mean that David HaMelech was a Navi, right? Even though he wrote the Tehillim, doesn't mean he was lower. Shlomo HaMelech wrote the Ksuvim, but either way, it was given in a lower level. Right, Rav Amram writes this in Mor Nevuchim. Shebesifri Nevuah Ninu Bedarga Yosar Gavua Shavuach Hakodesh. That's what the Mor Nevuchim says. But Reb Chaim felt, Reb Shachter quotes it here also in Siman Chaf Gimel. Reb Chaim felt that no, it was not a different level. It's just that it was a different purpose. Nevi'im were given over to say over to the people. Nevi'im is from the Lashon of Nivsvasayim, given over to the people to say over. Ksuvim were given over to write down. and people were going to read it, right? Yonah was Nevi'im, right? It was given over to say over, right? The Mishle was given over to write, and then people were going to read it.
It
sprouts forth. And that's Zikaron Basefer, right? Zikron Lahazkir. Laskir, many times we find in the Torah, Zachar means Laskir. Zachar is Asher Asal Lecha Amalek. The mitzvah is Lahaskir. Zachar is Yom Shabbos Akacho. The mitzvah is Lahaskir. So Zikaron means to mention, and Sefer is Sefer, is to write it down. That's the source of Tanakh in the Gemara, Megillah Daf Zayin. Good. That's point number one in general about Tanakh. But then you have another important point, and that is number two, and that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. What happens if somebody swears, like here, is this a real shvua? I swear by a Tanakh. Right, so a real shvua is b'shem Hashem. What about if I swear b'shem Tanakh? So what's the halacha? So the Rambam says there's a difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Torah. Hilcha shvuas, Perek Yud Beis, halacha gimel. Misha nishba b'shamayim uva'aretz u'bashemesh v'chayotze behen. If I swear by one of the celestial beings, or by earth, I swear by earth. Af al pi she'ein kavanazo ela l'mishe bra'am. Even though I have kavana, have Hashem, the one who created the earth, but if I only say earth, ein zu shvua, says the Rambam. V'chein hanishpa b'navi min hanavim o b'ksav mikisvei hakodesh. Nevi'im or ksuvim. Af al pi she'ein kavanazo ela l'mishe shalach navi zeh, o l'mishe tziva b'ksav zeh, ein zu shvua. And even though they're not real halachic shvuos, you scare them and you make them go to find a Pesach HaMimatir just to make sure that they take shvuos seriously. Ava, what? The Rambam says, "Bamedvar Mamurim, b'shar kisvei hakodesh." Aval hanishba b'Torah, im nishba b'mesha kasuv ba, daito alhas karas shebehem. You have hakavah, we could say, stam das is on the shemos of Hashem here, and it's a real shvuah. The Rambam's chiluk between Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And the Ravid can't understand where the Rambam got this from. Amar Avram, kama ani tama ala machaber azeh. What is the Rambam talking about? Ma rotza l'chalik bein Torah l'shar kisvei hakodesh. V'miyesh b'nei maila. The only maila is in the Mishnah and Megillah, what you sell something for. You're allowed to sell Nevi'im and Ksuvim for Torah. You have to let it go up in Kedusha, not down. But avalini Kedusha, hakol kadosh, umatzil noson b'shabes. Right, we had that in Kol Kisvei. Chalokas Rambam Ravid, whether there's any difference between Torah versus the Nevi'im Ksuvim regarding Hilchos Shvua. Right? Big Kesef Mishnah, big Nosei Kelim here. Important discussion. Lamaisa, we shouldn't make any of these Shvuas bezman hazeh. The Beis Yosef says, you know, there are people in his generation that used to make Shvuas that weren't real Shvuas that tried to to try to find loopholes in halacha, and he says these are people who are mechalal shem shemayim, and we should just stay away from all types of shvuas, even if they're not halachically binding. Good. Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Yud Beis. We continue. Says the Gemara Itmar Shlosha. So let's say we have a shayara, right? We had three people and camping somewhere, and we made this inferior type of mechitza, but then something happened on Shabbos. Itmar Shlosho Mesech Mehen. He started off Shabbos with a Shayara, but then one of them died. So you only left the two people. Shnayim, or two people, and you made the Mechitza. Maybe you knew somebody else was coming on Shabbos. But when Shabbos started, there was no three people. There wasn't three people. And then another person came on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? So do you go by what was true when Shabbos started, or do you go by right now? So Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak, Chad Amar, Shabbos Goremes. One says that Shabbos is Goremes, meaning whatever it was when Shabbos started, that is good enough. Similar to what we had back in Maseches Shabbos, Migu Diskatsoi Ben Ashmashus, Muksa is determined at when Shabbos starts. So to hear, right? This is Shabbos of the Goremes. The Chanam are diurin garment. No, you go by Lamaisa. Are there enough diurin? Are there enough people here right now? Great. Not enough people, then you lose. Then you can't carry here anymore, right? So Shabbos Goremes or diurin garment. Testayim to Rav Huna, who damar Shabbos garments. Let's try to prove that Rav Huna. It was Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak. Let's try to prove that Rav Huna was the one that says Shabbos is garments. Meaning you go by what it was when Shabbos started. Damar Rabba, ba'i mei Rav Huna, u ba'i mei Rav Yehuda. I asked both of these great rabbis, Erev derech ha-Pesach. Finistim ha-Pesach. What if I made an Erev derech derech ha-Pesach. Finistim ha-Pesach. What does that mean? If you have two chatzers next to each other, if you want to make an Erev Chatzeres between them, there has to be a doorway or a big window between in order to not only make an Erev between them. If you have, again, this is going back to what we had already in this Pesachta. You have two Rishus HaYachids that are owned by two different people. You need an Erev between them in order to carry between them on a Darabana level. Right? On a Daraisa level, it's all big one Rishus HaYachid. But if you have, on a Darabana level, even if you have two Rishus HaYachids next to each other, you need an Erev between them. But this is also assuming that there is a doorway between them. So you could consider it, well, we'll see if this is true, one big happy Rishus. But that's what we assume Erev Chatzeres is. So what happened if on Shabbos the doorway got closed up? So now your Erev somehow, something the reality that you were assuming for your Erev is no longer here. So, Derech HaChalon, Menistam HaChalon, Mahu. What's the question? Mahu, Rov Rishonim Asun Mahu. The question is, could you still carry from one Chatzer to the other Chatzer? Right? If there's no, how? Maybe you'll climb over the wall. Maybe you'll squeeze through a less than 4 Tefach doorway. There's no real doorway anymore. So, can you? Va'amar Li and Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both said, Shabbos! Hol v'hutra hutra tistayim. Once the heter started, when Shabbos started, so it's mutter, right? So that's how we assume that Rav Huna is the one that said that you go by the beginning of Shabbos. Period. If you look at the Rambam has a totally different understanding of what this question is. Mahu is, could you carry within the chatzer itself? That's what the Rambam says the question is. Not could you carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, even if there's no more doorway. Can you even carry within the chatzer itself? And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Of course you can carry within the chatzer itself. The only question is, can you carry from one chatzer to another chatzer? That's the question, says the Ravid. What's the lumdus? So we never had this yet. Mention it now. What's the lumdus here between the Rambam and the Ravid? So Rav Isser Zalman says, there's only two Rav Isser Zalmans, Evan Ozil, and all of Hilchas Erevin. So here he says, what's the Rambam and the Ravid talking about? The Ravid sounds right. The Ravid says, the whole question of the Gemara is going from one chatzer to another chatzer. In your own chatzer, the Rambam says, yes, kol achas v'achas muteres la'atzma. Because it was mutter when Shabbos started. Says the Ravid, shibush de la'atzma l'sricha l'meymar, elafilim izu l'zu shehi kodim stima. So the Rav Evan Ozil says, when I make an Erev Chatzeros, what exactly is really happening there in Lamdas? So I would have said, how we've always explained it to mean, that we're one big happy family. And it's one big chatzer. Right? This is all one big chatzer, one big happy family. Yesh lahavin, imdina Erev Chatzeros umitzad, da'achareish yishtatfu b'nei ha-chatzeros kulam, be'erev echad, chashiva kol ha-chatzeros ka'achas. We're partners in all the yards and all the rishuyos. That's one way to understand it. And that's how the Ravid understands it. And that's why it's obvious that you can carry in your own chatzer. The only chiddush is can you carry in the next chatzer. Do you still say it's like one big chatzer? But he says the Rambam has a different understanding. Your chatzer is still your chatzer and my chatzer is still my chatzer. I'm allowed to carry in your chatzer. It's a much less extreme. You say, no, we each have our own areas, but now I still have a heter. Let me rephrase that. The way he says it, the other Achronim that say that how I said it, but the way the Rav Zalman says that, no, it's as if they're all living in the place where the Erev is. That's the way to understand it. Demakam pita goreim umashamuta lahem michutz lamakam erev, and the fact that I could, let's say they put it into Levi's area. So let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi have chatzers connected to each other. Put in Levi's area, it's all as if they live in Levi's area. Why am I allowed to carry in Reuven and Shimon's area? Mishum dechashiv kechatzer b'li diurin. It's considered a chatzer without people living there. Only people who are there aser it. on me, if there are other people. But if we all live in this chatzer, and there are two private chatzeros that are connected, two rishos hayachas that are connected, that are not owned by anybody, they're private areas, that there's no diurin that aser it on me, and therefore that's how it works. She'enena oseres as a tiltul bal. Va'afshu dar b'chatzer acheres, even though I physically happen to go to sleep in the other chatzer, but still, it's as if I'm living in some other, not that this is my chatzer. My chatzer, makum pita goreim, wherever the bread was put, that's my ikker area, even though I happen to be sleeping in the other area. Right? That is a different understanding of Erev Tchumen. So if that's the case, though, says Rabbi Chanan, you have to be able to get there. Halachically. If the area is closed up, so then that can't be. My makam pita can't be considered. That's not where I live. I can't get there. There's no doorway. So now I end up having to live. I can't say that I live there. I happen to have to live here. So if I happen to live here, so then the whole Erev Chatzeris would fall apart then. He continues how this is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in his view. Okay. Let's continue.
How far do you take this Shabbos?
How far do you take this in terms of, you know, when Shabbos starts, if the Erev falls down, but then the Mitzius, then the Ikaratin, then you don't have any Mechitzos. We're going to get to a line like that in a minute. Then you don't have Mechitzos. It's not like you have Mechitzos, but just a condition of Erev Chatzeros doesn't exist anymore. Or a person isn't there anymore. Right? The Mechitzos aren't there anymore. The Tzuras HaPesach isn't there anymore. It ruins everything. So you would not say this, that once you have the heter, you know, I started doing this before Shabbos, so it's okay. Right? You don't always have that heter. So says the Gemara now, says the Gemara, Lema, Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak, Bepluktas, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudaka Mifluki. Let's say this Machlokas Amoraim about if the conditions for the Erev Chatzeris existing when Shabbos started is good enough or not. Let's say that's a machlokas tanaim as follows. Ditznan. The Mishnah says later on. Chatzer shenifritza mishnei ruchoseha. V'chein bayis shenifritza mishnei ruchosav. If you have a chatzer or a house or v'chein mavi shenitlu, if you have any of these structures that something happened on Shabbos that now made them open and problematic. You have a chatzer becomes two walls. Two of the walls fell down. Or v'chein bayis, right? Let's say the water smashed down some of the walls. We had cases like that earlier. V'chein bayis shenifrats b'shnei ruchosav. Or, I'm sorry, I read that. V'chein mavi shenitlu karosav o lechayav. Let's say, on Shabbos, a mavui lost its lechi or kora. Right? Everything we've been talking about. Mutarin la'osa Shabbos v'asurin la'asur lavo. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. It's okay, as long as there are certain mechitzas up in a chatzer. Right? Two of its walls fell down. What does that mean? Let's say there's a little bit of wall left. Pashtus, let's say, there's still a mechitzas yachid daraisa. Right? If there's only two walls, right, on opposite sides, or either way, that's rishus haravim. That's pashtus, no good. But let's say you have a little bit left. Right? The mechitzas fell down. There's a little bit more on the third side. So, it's still okay on a daraisa level. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. In mutarn losa Shabbos, mutarn losa lavo. If it's mutar this Shabbos, it's mutar losa lavo. But it's not mutar losa lavo. And therefore, vim mutar losa lavo, asur losa Shabbos. Right? So the way we understand that is that it's usr. So lema Rav Huna d'amar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yitzchak d'amar Rabbi Yosi. So shall we parallel this machlokas amoraim to the machlokas tanaim? So amalacha Rav Huna no. Ana d'amar yafilu l'Rabbi Yosi. Rav Huna says, I can even like Rabbi Yosi. Rav Huna, who said earlier that you do have the heter, Shabbos is goremes, I can even like Rabbi Yosi, who says there it's usr. Who says that there you don't say, it's still mutter. Why? Adkan, as we just said. Adkan lakam Rabbi Yosi hatzim ela de lesnu hula mechitzos. When does Rabbi Yosi say it's a problem there? Because your walls fell down, the actual mechitzos fell down. Not just conditions for the mechitzos, to allow the mechitzos to work. Hacha istnu la mechitzos, here, the mechitzos are there. So you have a different number of people, somebody died, or a doorway got closed up, but your mechitzos are still there. So you can be distinguished between the two. Or the other way. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Anad Amar, if you Rabbi Yehuda, I could go even like Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yitzchak. Adkan lokam Rabbi Yehuda hasam, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that it is good, el de isnu le de urin? Lamaisa, there are more people. There are more people here. Ela hacha lesnu, I'm sorry, when does he say that it is good there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if the Korah fell down on Shabbos or any of those cases, there are enough people there. And therefore, the diurin didn't change. So if the people, that Shabbos is about the people, so that's fine. Hacha, let's do the diurin. Here, somebody died. Somebody died, so you're not going to say you can still use the heterim of a mechitza gerua. And therefore, you don't have to say that this machlokas is parallel amaram and tanaim. Good, finishing up. Acham amrim echa mishnei dvarim. Hainu Tanakama. Isn't that the same thing Tanakama said? Tanakama says you can use either or, Shesi or Arif. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said in the Mishnah that no, you have both. And then the last day, the Chacham say no, one or the other. Same thing. Hainu Tanakama. Ikebeinayu Yachid bi Yishuv. The question is, Yachid in a Yishuv, meaning in a populated area. Do we allow? We allow, right, the first and third opinion, allow even by a Yachid, no need a Shayara. But, what if, is that only in the middle of nowhere? Where you don't have a choice, or even in a populated area where, you know, go find more rope, go find more poles. So that's the manafgamina between the different opinions, whether we would allow a yachid in a yishuv to rely on either or. The last opinion says yes, and the first opinion says no. Okay, last Mishnah in this first parak of Meseches Erevin, in parak Mavui Shehu Gavoa. There are four things. There are four halachos that one is pater from doing in the machane. Pater from doing in the machane, meaning, what's the machane? We'll see at war. Somebody's at wartime, you're in the middle of nowhere, and you are stuck on Shabbos or not on Shabbos. So there are four leniencies that one is allowed to have. Pater b'machane. What are they? Maybe an eitzim mikol makom. You can take wood from anywhere. Take wood from anywhere. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Ve'ein choshishin legezel." Don't worry about gezel. Achronim say it sounds like it is gezel, but you're allowed to take it. I would have said, hefker bezen hefker. It's not gezel. No, it sounds like no. They didn't say hefker bezen hefker here, right? It is gezel, but you're allowed to take it. You're allowed to take it. So you're allowed to take wood mikol makom to use, or upeturin mirachitzas yadayim, and you don't have to do nitzilas yadayim. You don't have to go crazy looking for water before you wash your hands, right? For bread. Umi demai, and you're allowed to eat demai. Demai, tzvua that we assume a truma you got from an am haaretz. Rov ame haaretz ma'asrin hein, right? Rov of them take off. Some of them do not. They for sure took off truma gedola because that they're scared of. They might not. Amia didn't take off ma'aser rishon, which inherently has trumas ma'aser in it. So that's the worry. But rov ame haaretz ma'asrin hein, usually we say that's a chumra, third mesechta in shas, but here we can rely on the kulas and assume that it was taken off. Umi la'arev. And also, they don't have to worry about making an Erev. Which Erev? Rashi, based on the Gemara later on, says Erev Chatzeros. Erev Chatzeros. If they made the hakafa, they made the mechitza around, and there's a little mechitza between two Chatzeros, they do not have to make an Erev between them. Okay, Chacham and Warmekel in this regard. Good, these four. Okay, a couple of points to talk about. Number one, Rav Salvechik, in one of the Masorah journals, in Choveres Tezvav, he picks up on the Lashon of Peturin. Peturin b'machane. What's the Lashon of Peturin b'machane? Right, it should say Mutarin. Right? Ksatz kasha Lashon Peturin. Da hamenuyin b'mishnah have a dine iser. Favel meimer Lashon Mutarin. What, you're putter? Right, you're allowed to steal. So it should say mutter. It's mutter to carry without the Erev. It's mutter to eat without washing. What do you mean it's a putter? What does that mean? Putter means like you're chayiv to do something. So it says, you know what he sounds like? You see from here that it must be in all these four cases, there's no chefza shel iser. It's a chovas gavra. And because it's a chovas gavra, that's why you can use the lashon of putter. So go by all four. Demai. We'll talk about this more later. Demai. Is that a chefza of ma'achalas asuros midrabanan? You see from the Lashon here of Peturin, it's not true. No, there's a Chovas Gavra to be Mafrish. And the Chum say here, you don't have to, Potter. Or, what else might you say? Right, the Shel, Venera Yoser, do you so Dino Shel Demai, Eno Din Shel Isser Tavel Midrabanan? Rag Din Shel Chovas Afrasha, Vechib Afrasha, Hua Oser Ba'achila. Or Erev Chatzeros. This Erev Chatzeros, it must be that it's not really, it was just a Rabim Durabanan. No, Chazal said, make an Erev Chatzeros. Do this to have to remind you that it's Shabbos, whatever the case is. There's a Chovas Hanachas Erev. Or, there is a Chovas Gavra to wash your hands. It's not like the the food is tamei midrabanan. There's a chovas gavra to wash your hands. In all these cases, it's about a chovas gavra. It's not about, and that's why the lashon of potter is appropriate. Because the lashon of potter, that's how we learn that these are all chovas gavras. Important to Arap, that Rav Soloveitchik makes. Good. Even before we continue, not having to wash one's hands. What are the flexibilities? It says here, b'machaneh, b'dieved, one doesn't have to wash their hands. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says this not only by a machaneh in time of war, but the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Ches applies this even if somebody's in the desert. B'shahaya b'midbar o b'makam sakana, ve'ein lo mayim, pater menitilas yadayim. They're part of a matilas yadayim if they don't have any water. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes me, kol makom b'mapatzorach lavar lichroch yadav. Just don't touch the bread. If you're not going to be able to wash your hands, don't touch the bread. As I wrote in Simin Kuf Samach Gimel. So if you look in Kuf Samach Gimel, so lamaisa lamaisa. Let's say somebody is somewhere, right? In Yonad Yoma, somebody goes on a teal on Chol HaMoed, and there's no water. What? At the Seder. What, without water? What? Well, we wash a lot, but there, we're assuming that we'll get to a different Seder connection soon. But we assume at the Seder everybody has water. But let's say somebody's on a Chol HaMoed trip. There's no water. So how crazy do I have to make myself not to eat? So, Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Sama Gimel, Im Ein Mayim Mitsuyin Lefanav, Berichok Yoser Me'aba, Milin Lachar of Mil. There's the shear. We have this back in Masechet Brachos. In front of me, 4 mil, in back of me, 1 mil. What does that mean? Mil is 18 minutes, let's say. Right? 72 minutes ahead of me, 18 minutes behind me. If I'm traveling, if I would have to go for 72 minutes without finding water, so then I don't have to wash. That's pretty unusual, not to have water within 72 minutes. It could be. Let's see somebody, but if somebody's traveling, you know, they want to eat something in the car, right? Okay, I don't have any water. That doesn't count. To get off the highway and go find some water. Go find some water. Or if somebody's somewhere, if there is water within an hour, let's say, 72 minutes forward or 18 minutes back, so then you have to wash. Right, yadav yit, but if you don't have that, ito yadav mamapa v'ochal pas. But if not, if you're really in a place, like you're encamping somewhere and there's no water anywhere near, so then one has to go wash. The Mishnah Berurah notes, kishahamayim mitsuyim asur af bimapa doma asi laminka. If you have water around, you can't rely on this other heter of not touching the bread. The Achronim say, though, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadam, kol ha-yoshev bebeso gamkin einim mechuyev l'tzorach achar mayim. Aval pachos mimil kamo milacharav. The rak lefana v'aderach sholeh palafach ilashem mitzruchi lahantan arba milim. If you're home, let's say you're not traveling. This is if you're traveling, 4 mil, 1 mil back. But if you're home, you know, let's say a mil. Go over to your neighbor's house. Right, something. But let's say there the water was turned off. Let's say the water was turned off and you want to wash. You want to eat. You want to eat, so how much? So you could also, in our day, we might say, just eat something else. Don't eat the bread. Right? There's so much other things to eat. But let's say, in the days of when the bread was the only thing, so that is what one does. Also interesting, do you determine these 18 and 72 minutes by walking? Like they did in those days? 18-minute walk? Or what about nowadays? You have a car. Is it 72 minutes by regal or 72 minutes by car? So we're generally machmir. We assume, why should I go by figuring it out by foot if I could take a car there? Right, so that's lechora. We would be machmir and have to go wash. We don't have to go wash. We want to go wash. It's a schus to go wash. Mitzvah derabanan. Okay, why do we wash? By the way, why do we wash our hands? So we know it's an extension of truma. Goes back to those days. The poskim say meheri bana beis hamikdash, and we'll have to wash again for truma. So every time we wash, we have to think about the beis hamikdash. Every time we wash, it goes back to the truma issues. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, machaneh. What does machaneh mean? Hayot is l'melchemes reshus. It means a machaneh that's going out to war. Melchemes reshus. Mutarn begezel eitzim yaveshim. You're allowed to take dry wood from anywhere. Right, dry wood, which people might be storing for firewood, it still doesn't matter. You're allowed to take it from anywhere because that is understood. Rabbi Yehuda, ben tema omer afchonim b'chol makam. You can also encamp anywhere. You can set up your tent anywhere. Ube makam shener gusham nigbarin. And the Brisa also says wherever a person, Rachman al-San, dies, he gets buried there. So each of these is discussed by the Gemara now. Mutarin begezel eitzim yaveshim. Hai takata de Yeshua have. This is Takata de Yoshua who, right? What do you mean? This is the Mishnah made it up. It says Yoshua ben Nun. Damar Mar, Asar Tzrab, Hista Yoshua, Yeshua ben Nun, right? It's the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama in Meruba, Yeshua ben Nun made 10 conditions, social conditions that people have to understand in terms of getting along with each other. Right? Or imagine Yeshua ben Nun, or we mentioned in the past, he was probably the busiest person in the history. Right? Busiest person. And you know how many arguments he probably had to settle? Said, right? First he had to conquer the land, 31 kings, and then he had to settle, give out all of Eretz Yisrael. And we only know of one argument in Navi, right, where one Shevet complained, I want this one, I want that one. It wasn't even him, it was the Urim V'Tumim. And he was there, so he made these rules and regulations. Shumar and Bacharshin, that people are allowed to herd, shepherd, and graze their animals in any forest, anywhere, because you're not hurting anybody. Umalak denatsim, he saw the saying, and you're allowed to take wood from there, from other people's. If you need wood, you're allowed to take wood from other people's fields. Right in the, not going overboard. So you see, it was from Yeshua ben Nun. So where I said, no, hasam hisbi behigi. There, it's only bushes. Low level type of wood. Hacha b'sharetzim, here by a milchama, then all wood is allowed. Inami, or hasam b'mukhubarin. There, you're allowed to take b'chubar. Hacha b'tlushin, here it's ready talush. It's ready set up to use for firewood. You're still allowed to take it b'shas milchama. Inami, hasam b'lakin, hacha b'yavashin. Or there, you can only take moist wood, which isn't so good for firewood. Hacha b'yavashin, here, even dry. So b'shas milchama, you're allowed to take even more. What milchama are we talking about? So the Gemara said milchemes rishus. Even milchemes rishus, not only milchemes mitzvah. What's a milchemes mitzvah? Milchemes rishus? Rashi. Third wide line. Milchemes rishus. Stam milchemes rishus mi milchemes Yehoshua ve'elach. Shehi haisa milchemes mitzvah. Rashi says, milchemes mitzvah, that was Yeshua ben Nun. Everything since then, that's been milchemes rishus. Rashi says this here, and Rashi says the same thing in Maseches Sanhedrin. Where? Daf Beis, right? Remember the Gemara says there that you only go out to a Melchemes Rishus, Ella with Bezin Shalshim Ve'echad. So again, Rashi there says, Melchemes Rishus, Kol Melchama Kari Rishus, Levad Mi Melchemes Yehoshua, Sha'isa Lichbosh is Eretz Yisrael. Wonderful. What's the problem? Ever hear of Amalek? Right, that was a Melchemes Mitzvah. That's Rashi talking about. Rashi, just in case we missed it one time, Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, Erevin Daf Yud Zayin, only says Yehoshua. What about Amalek? If you look in the Rambam says, what's Melchemes Mitzvah? Expanding the borders like Yehoshua and Amalek. Says the Aruch Laner on the first praise of Maseches Sanhedrin. The Aruch Laner says, what's Rashi talking about? V'ulai, so he gives an explanation which helps Rashi there in Sanhedrin. Does not help us. He says, V'ulai, Rashi is talking about, for Amalek, you don't need Haskamas Bezdin. That's a Timcha Zecha Amalek. For Amalek, you don't need Melchemes, right, Inzor HaZgamas Bezdin. That's why he's in a different category. Different category. Kibon Da'atzibim Mefurish Bepasik, L'Kaleis, of a Melchemes Eretz Yisrael, L'Hoya B'Kaleis. So Rashi's talking about within the Melchemes of Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua versus later, expanding the borders of Eretz Yisrael later, so that might be called Melchemes Rishus. You need Haskama of a Bezdin. So Amalek is a different type of Melchama. Again, that helps in Rashi and Sanhedrin. That's the context. But here, it doesn't help. Right, doesn't help here. It's a little tzarachian why Rashi does not mention Amalek. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yehuda b'teima Omer, Avchonin b'chol makom, u'makom shen eragim sham nikbarim. So the Brisa continued. You're allowed to encamp anywhere, and the place where the person died, sham nikbarim, that's where he's buried. Right, pshita, meis mitzvah konim makomo. That's the halacha that we know. That's a meis mitzvah is konim makomo. Lo tzricha de afalgav de islay kovrin. No, even if he has kovrin, what does that mean? How do we usually define a meis mitzvah? Detanya, ezel meis mitzvah, kol she'en lo kovrin. Meis mitzvah means somebody who does not have any people who would bury them. What does that mean? Korei v'achirim onanoso, ezel meis mitzvah. If when he would be alive, he would call people to help him out, right? As if he would say, you know, please bury me, right? If anybody would come, right, any relatives would come, then that's not a meis mitzvah. But if nobody would come, that's a meis mitzvah. So the Chiddush says the Gemara here in this situation, even if he has kovrin, but there's nobody there right now, still kone mekomo right here. Let's just continue a little more, and then we'll make an interesting hara. Umeis mitzvah kone mekomo, is that really true? A meis mitzvah, meaning somebody dies, that's where they're buried. Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, hamotzi meis muto besratya, if a meis is lying in the street. Mefaneli miniasratia or smallasratia. You can move him to the right or to the left. Sade bor v'sadanir. If on either side of the street there is a totally fat, laying fallow field, no work has been done to it. Bor or sadanir, right, or a field that was plowed. Mefaneli sade bor. You bring it to the, you put it, you put the base on the, if it doesn't make a difference. So once you're moving it, you put it to the side of the bar, which is less expensive and less, bothersome for the field owner. Sadanir, besadazera, mefanel, sadanir. Right? If it's planted already, then you do the other one. Hayushteanir, ashteanzru, ashteanbaros, mefanel, chodruch, sheyirtse. Question marks. You see, you're allowed to move a mace. What do you mean? I thought mace mitzvahs kana makomo. Amra bibi, hacha. But meis mutal ala meitzar askina. No, here we're talking about a mace that's on the board, on the meitzar. Meaning it's going across the whole street. And you're allowed to move it then. Why? Mitoch sheninah reshus lefanoso min ha-meitzar. Since you were given reshus to move it, because Rashi says, for the tzar, Rashi on top, fourth line, because of koanim or osei taharos. Right? Koanim need to walk down the street. You can't just bury somebody that blocks the whole street. So once you're allowed to move it, mefanei l'chol ruch sheyirtse. Once you're allowed to move it, you're allowed to move it to any street. Period. So meis mitzvah kana makomo, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If there's no, it's not in the middle of the street, that you find a dead body, you have to bury it right there. And what about moving it to a Jewish cemetery? What about moving it to a cemetery? Wouldn't you want it buried in a, that's a discussion in the postgim on Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea. Whether you have, if you find a meis somewhere in the middle of nowhere, generally we bring it to a cemetery. Kever Yisrael, because that's covered. That's covered. That's covered for the mace in that case. But either way, that's the principle of mace in Sukkot Bekomo. Here's a fascinating ha'ara made by the Achronim. That is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel. Oh, it's a great Gemara. The Gemara says there that Shlomo HaMelech one time was walking around and he saw the Malach HaMavis. And the Malach HaMavis looked very upset. And he says, Shlomo HaMelech says, what's going on? He says, you know your two scribes? I need to take them, but I can't figure out a way to get them. So Shlomo HaMelech says, really? He quickly sends his scribes by demon. That's how Shlomo HaMelech knew it. I guess, this is where the science fiction comes from. He sends them by demon to the city where nobody died, in Luz. Mechuz de Luz. He says it quickly, get out of here quickly! And at the doorway of the Mechuz de Luz, they drop dead. They drop dead. And the next day Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis laughing. He says, why are you so happy today? He says, I had to figure out a way to get them to the doorway of Luz, because that's where they were supposed to die. And I couldn't figure out a way to get them. And you sent them there, Baruch Hashem. You sent them there to me, for me. And that's what Gemara says, right, Ragloi Debar Inish Inin Arvin Bey. Right, the people's feet are literally guarantors for him. La'asar de Bizboi Taman Movilin Yosei. Right, wherever you're supposed to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you be there. You can't run away from God. Right, that's the message of this Gemara. And that's Yonah V'chulu, but that's why Meis Mitzvah Kona Makomo. Because wherever a person was, that's the moment, that's where he was supposed to be. That's where Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted him at that moment. Shlomo Melech Dafka sent him there. He tried to outsmart the Malach HaMavis. Even Shlomo Melech was Chacham Mikol Adam. But still, Dafka, he fell into the trap. Fell into the trap. Anyway, that's Meis Mitzvah Kana Makomo. That Gemara is connected. Weiter. Upatur and Merchiz as Yadayim. So they don't have to do Netilos Yadayim. Omer Abaye Loshono Elamayim Rishonim. Abamayim Achronim Chova. There's only Mayim Rishonim they don't have to do. Mayim Achronim is more serious. Omer Evichia Bar Ashi Bevedei Ma Omer Mayim Achronim Chova. Why are Mayim Achronim Chova? Right, it's Gemara here and in Chulin. Mibnishim Melach Sedomis. Yeshim Azam Azayanayim. The famous Melach Sedomis that blinds our eyes. And that's why, that's a chova, right? Because we say chamira sakanta me'isura. And therefore, even though it's just an isur d'rabanan to eat without washing, but mayim achronim is required. Tosfos here says, famous line of Tosfos, tav Tosfos, achshav lo nagu b'mayim achronim. Nowadays, we don't do mayim achronim. De'ein melach sedomis batzli b'neinu. Number one, we don't have the melach sedomis, or we don't put our hands on our eyes. But if you're not a regular, we don't dip our fingers into salt and wipe our eyes. See, either way, Tosfos says one of the realities do not exist. That is Tosfos. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch quotes both days, quotes the days of doing Ma'am Achronim, not doing Ma'am Achronim. I want you to follow one's minhag. I just saw yesterday, I didn't quote this before when we were talking about this, so I'll mention it. That is, the Aruch HaShulchan is pretty strong about Ma'am Achronim. He says, even Tosfos is not telling you Lechadchila what to do. He's just saying why people don't do it. He says, Achshav, people don't do it because of this. But he's not telling you not to do it. He says, Achshav Ladina, afilu shidus atosus, delekad zchi bezman hazeh, ain't safeg, she'ain, shelo kasvu kein el lamid schus, ma shelo noga b'yameyim, aval gam rabo seinu atosus modin, tzorak gam bezman hazeh, demi yemar, she'ain o matzui, v'yirali demelach mimei hayam, yesh bohem chshash, melach stomis. V'chulu, uvagam bezoar pimchas hizral zeh v'kal mekubal mesirol zeh ubeshuvas min hashamayim lachem min hakadmonim says kol hamikel b'mayim achronim mekilim lo mezonosa min hashamayim lachein yesh lihizar bazeh.
Aruch HaShulchan, and others say, one should be careful about Mayim Achronim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky makes the Ha'ara though, but in our Simanim for the Seder, we only have Urchatz and Rachsa. We don't have something after Shulchan Aruch. Why don't we have another one? Because of this Tosus. Because of this Tosus, that is not as Mechuyev in that same sense, that's why we don't have another Simin for Rechitza in the Simanim of the Seder. Good, that's our connection. That's our connection to the Seder. Vayter, Amar Abaye u'mishtachloka kurta bakura, and it's found, the Melach Sodomus is found as like a court in a kura of salt. You find a court of this Melach Sodomus. Amar le Ravacha b'rei d'Rav l'Ravashi, kayo milcha mai. What if you worked with salt? Kayo milcha. You wouldn't eat, you were just working with salt for your mai. Amar le, holami boy, of course, if you're working with salt. And of course, you have to do if you measured out my melech for someone else, of course, you have to wash your hands. There are other reasons for my machronim also, in terms of just getting my hands clean before I bench, to do a mitzvah, before I do the mitzvah of benching, I wash my hands. That's another reason to do it. But either way, that is, I want you to follow their custom, and continue. Umi demai. Ditzan, one is allowed to eat demai in this area, in this situation in the machane. Ditzan, why? The Mishnah says in demai. Machilin so ani in demai vesachsani in demai, because you have kulas. Poor people are allowed to eat it. If it was really asur, then you wouldn't be able to eat it. But poor people are allowed to eat it. And achsanya is allowed to eat it. What's achsanya? Pasha's achsanya are guests, right? They don't have their own food. They're passing through. So the Rambam says that's what it means. Rashi says it means Jewish soldiers that are passing through. Not dafka guests. Jewish soldiers that are passing through. That's achsanya. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Amr afuna, tana, beishame omrim, in machilas aniyan demai vas achsanya demai. O beisil omrim, machilas aniyan demai vas achsanya demai. So we pass in like beisil el. Good. So you see, this fits into what Rav Soloveitchik said before. There's no real iser derabanan on chefza shel mitzvah. It's a chovas afrasha. So in this type of cases, by an ani, by achsanya, we say that there's no chovas afrasha. Good. Umi la'arev. Ami de Rabbi Yanai. Lo shano ela eruv chatzeros. What could you get away with in a machane? An eruv chatzeros. Aval eruv tchumin chayavin. Eruv tchum yer chayav. Why? The Tani Rabbi Chia. Lokin al eruv in tchum in Devar Torah. You get malchus for eruv tchum. If you care, if you go outside your tchum, this is not carrying anything, just going outside your tchum. So maskev l'rav Yonasan v'chi lokin al lav sheba'al. The pasuk is al yetsa yishbim komo. Is al a good enough lashon for getting malchus? Somebody says, yeah, why not? Maskev revacha bar Yaakov el amayata dechsev al tifnu el ha'avos el ha'yidonim. Hakanami to the lucky. What, you're not going to get malchus for that? We know. Hishamar pen al or lo. Any one of those four words, that's going to get you malchus on a daraisa level. So Rabbi Yonasan hafti kashale. No, this was Rabbi Yonasan's problem. Well, you shouldn't get malchus for tchumen. Lav shenita l'asar mitzvah bezdin. This is a lav that it's nita l'asar mitzvah bezdin. What does that mean? It's a lav that you can get misa for if you do one of the averis. It's included in losasa kol malacha. Or right, it's we're carrying out on Shabbos. V'chol lav shenita l'asar mitzvah bezdin in lokan alav. That's the rule. Any lav that you theoretically could get die for, you're not going to get malchus for. So that's the problem here. Why should you get malchus for tchumen? So Amar Avashi, no, miksiv al yotzi, al yetzei ksiv. No, this is Israel, al yetzei yishbim komo, is not including carrying out on Shabbos, malacha number 39. It's dafka al yetzei, it's a separate Israel of al yetzei, but carrying out would be included in losasa kol malacha. Period. So there's a major discussion, two major discussions here. Number one is lav shenitan l'asar mitzvah bezdin. Right? That's a big discussion here in the Tosfos here and elsewhere. The other issue is tchumen. Tchumen. So what are we passing by tchumen? So we know it's a machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon about tchumen d'oraisa, tchumen d'rabanan. We had that back in Masechta Shabbos. But the other issue is discussed is, well, even if we don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva, is there tchumen d'oraisa? So many reach the Rambam and the Riff and others. The Riff talks about it right here, says that there are two types of tchumen. Even if we say alpayim ama, the smaller tchum is derabanan because we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, but Yud Beis Mil, the larger tchum is the araisa. So that's generally the chinuch paskin this way. Chinuch kazer is a mitzvah. Mitzvah chaptal and parshas b'shalach that there is tchumen. The Mishnah Berurah at the beginning is Shin Tzadi Zion. He summarizes this machlokas we've shown it, but it's a very important machlokas just to be aware of in terms of tchumen. The Mishnah Berurah, and we'll end with this. Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Shin Tzadi Zion. He says that the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol Adam Yishlo Apayim Amal Lechol Ruach." Right? Hu takanas chacham, and debin atara mutar lahalecha yud beis mil, kishir machane Yisrael b'midbar. This is the Rambam, this is the Rif l'chulu. Vaharbi poskim, the Ramban, right here in the Machamas, poskim v'cholkim v'so'omrim, no, the gam b'chutz yud beis mil, enu osam in atara. V'haya yitzei enu elas harle, and yinon zas kelim, merishus l'rishus. So it's a machlokas we've shown him whether any tchum is da'oraisa outside of yud beis mil, but either way, what? It's got to work out this Gemara. Got to work it out. Maybe this Gemara is only according to Rabbi Akiva. Right, that's how you have to work it out. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue. Beth Hashem, and everybody should have a Chag Sameach, a good Yantif, and Beth Hashem will continue on Wednesday.